Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Pastor Tim Mabry of Tea Free Church in Titusville, Pennsylvania, shares with us about the meaning of Easter. So we're celebrating today is Good Friday, and this is Holy Week for Christians.
Yes.
It's such an important time, a foundational time to our faith. But I know there are some people that are listening who really don't know this aspect of Easter. They're familiar more with the Easter Bunny. Would you tell us a little bit about Good Friday and Easter and why it's so important?
Sure. So I think every one of us, whether we're Christians or not, there are some ultimate questions that we're always facing. Everybody loves life. Life is good. But we all recognize that there's something wrong, something that isn't just right. And so as Christians, we would say that thing that isn't right, the thing that makes the world seem wrong, is sin. So I think we're in this great opportunity now in what we're experiencing to get a picture of what sin is with the coronavirus. So we say that on Good Friday, that Jesus died for the sins of the world. So maybe you could imagine Jesus taking on the coronavirus of the entire world, so that everywhere it is and everybody that has it. And let's suppose that the coronavirus does become not just pandemic, but endemic, meaning everybody gets it. So that one way or another, it's going to be the death of everybody, which is exactly what sin is. So like sin's this infection, everybody gets it. And it's going to be the death of everybody. So imagine Jesus taking on this coronavirus. And not only does he take everybody's virus, but he feels the accumulated effects of that. He feels the weight of that, the pain of that. And I want to say it's particularly appropriate because so the coronavirus becomes like a respiratory problem. And this is exactly how Jesus dies on the cross. His body collapses in on his lungs and he suffocates. And he doesn't just suffer physically. He has this social distancing thing going on too. Like he's separated from, well, everyone. He's lifted up from the earth and he's separated from everyone, but he also feels this separation from his Father. So he cries out to God, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So, you know, the virus causes the separation that we're experiencing now. And that same way, when Jesus takes on the sins of the world, it causes separation from the Father, and he feels the pain of that. Does that help so far?
Yeah, it's a refreshing analogy in that it hits home and it relates so well with what we're facing.
So usually we want to jump right from Friday to Sunday, but Saturday is a really important day. Like the gospel, that's the good news, what Jesus did. But the good news is not just that he died and rose, but that he died, was buried, and rose. So like if we just stayed with that virus analogy, let's say Jesus takes on the entire virus of the entire world, and he just doesn't take it on, but he buries it. So he takes it down like into the grave. Metaphorically, we would think like he takes it down into the depths of the earth. He takes it somewhere where it's not retrievable again. So like he buries the virus, and this is what Jesus does with our sin. Like he buries our sin. Can you imagine a world that is totally free of this virus and infection? So that's what happens. Jesus buries the sin, and then on Sunday, there's this resurrection. It's almost like he's created an immunity to death. He doesn't just resuscitate it and walk around, but he completely destroys death. So he builds up this immunity to death, and that transfers to us. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the resurrection. When we put our faith in Jesus, then we get this immunity from death. We still die physically, but we experience the same resurrection and we experience the same life, so that sin and death, this is the way we Christians say it, sin and death no longer have power over us. And that's what we mean by immunity, right? The virus no longer has power over us.
Amen.
Even though it might be present.
Yeah, and it's cause for great rejoicing all around
the
globe,
right,
for all eternity, because he's paid that so we can live an eternal life. What would you say, Pastor, maybe to the people who say, but I've been good. I have done all I can to wipe out this virus, right? I have worn my face mask, my face shield. I have sanitized all the surfaces. I have been a good person in my life. What about for those folks?
That's pretty great. So I've been good. And when I went to bed last night, I didn't feel real well. And I was actually scared, because I realized no matter how careful I've been, stayed home, done all the right things, I felt a little sick last night. And so honest, I was a little like, oh man, what if, you know? So it's like, no matter how careful we are, and it's good to be careful. Everyone should be being as careful as they can.
Sure.
Like, there's just not this guarantee. We're still susceptible to it. We still can fall victim to it. And if you want to bet on yourself, bet on yourself. Like, I'm not betting on myself to be good enough. I'm going to bet on Jesus because I already know he was good enough. And I already know that in him, I don't need to be good enough. He'll make me good. He makes me better than I would have been otherwise. Really, in the end, we have this false conception. It's really not about being good enough or not being good enough. Jesus will make us better than we ever would have been. But it really is about, who do you line yourself up with? And I'm saying, like, I think this man, Jesus, I think he's the king of the world. And I'm lining myself up with him. And you can place your bet somewhere else. I happen to think that Jesus is, if I can use this kind of language, he's the best bet. So I'm just staking it all on him.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that fresh perspective. Of course, this Easter Sunday will be very unusual around the globe. It's a time for reflection. And because of the self-isolation, people are able to do that. Are there some ways that you know people will be celebrating? What will you be doing at your church? What are some things people can do as they're in their living room at home?
You know, we're doing just what most churches are doing. We're doing a live stream. Our governor in Pennsylvania has given the stay-at-home orders. So, like, we thought about doing this drive-in church, having people pull in the parking lot and such. And so we thought about that for about, like, 2 minutes. And then the governor said, you know what, just stay home. So we want to honor that. So we're going to continue to live stream. And our live stream is a genuine live stream. I love the fact that even though we're not in real space together, we're in real time together. When I'm looking at the camera, I am looking into these living rooms. Like, I'm picturing the people in our congregation that I love and know. And so it's kind of like when Jesus rose from the dead, people didn't come out in the streets. I can imagine the first Christians just having these rejoicing times, celebrating in their home.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do. Doesn't diminish the celebration.
No, and I think in some ways I don't want to say it makes it more personal, but it does add an intimacy to it.
It does. You're right.
Anything else you'd like to share about Easter, about Good Friday, about our perspective on life and why this is such a special time and why we're privileged, really, that we get to worship our resurrected Lord?
All I would say is everything hangs on this. That's what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. Everything hangs on this. Either he did or he didn't rise from the dead. And if he did, then he's the answer to the question, what's wrong in the world and how do we fix it? He's the answer to how we fix it, because we all got to deal with death, and he does. And so, like, whatever curse the world's been under since near the beginning of time, this is where it bounces. And so Jesus is undoing all the wrong that's been done. Celebrate that.
That's Pastor Tim Mabry of T-Free Church in Titusville, Pennsylvania.